Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 28th of July 2017. Sheffield Community Station Iman FM will not be going back on air. Ofcom has revoked its licence for extremely serious breaches of the broadcasting code. The service has been off air since the 4th of July when Iman Media UK Limited's licence was suspended by the regulator following the broadcast of more than 25 hours of lectures by an alleged Al-Qaeda leader, Anwar al-Awlaki. Ofcom said parts of the lectures by the radical American Muslim cleric were likely to encourage or incite crime or lead to disorder. Meanwhile, Kanshi Radio has been fined £17,500 for airing potentially offensive and harmful content. The satellite station played a song called Pinky Pinky, which is in Punjabi, twice, and it includes many of the most offensive swear words, so Kanshi Radio was well and truly in breach of the Ofcom code. BBC Radio has been celebrating 60 years of Test Match Special this week with a special programme on 5 Live called Our TMS. It featured appearances from celebrity TMS listeners, including this one, who you might just recognise.
Hello, I'm Teresa, and I've been listening to Test Match Special since the days of John Arlott and E.W. Swanton.
Yes, I think he could very well have dragged it down.
Yes.
Onto the stump.
The stroke of a man knocking a thistle top off with a walking stick.
There was no better sound of the summer than the hiss of TMS on long wave.
And this at the moment bears close resemblance to a pursuit of my youth, which was known as the slow bicycle race. And the winner was the last one across the finishing line. And I must say these two are not so much neck and neck as bottom to bottom.
The agony of England's middling fortunes.
And they're going for the third. There's no, he's going to be run out. He's run out. Atherton is run out, stranded, Murphy's throws, and he is run out now for 99.
And the immortal lines of Brian Johnston.
No, is it? Is it the Ashes? Yes, England have won the Ashes.
And can I just say, Blowers, my dear old thing?
Yes.
We wish you all the best in your well-earned retirement.
Oh, well, thank you very much, my dear old thing.
Your innings may be over, but TMS is 60 not out, and we all look forward to seeing it reach its century.
What a splendid person to have on the side.
Commercial Radio's trade body Radio Centre says it wants Ofcom to strengthen the proposals in the draft operating licence for the BBC. Radio Centre says there are fewer conditions proposed for BBC Radio services in the draft document than previously required by the BBC Trust. And you can see the full response to the Ofcom consultation at radiotoday.co.uk. Radio 1's big weekend's getting bigger for 2018. BBC Music has announced plans for something called The Biggest Weekend, which is going to take place at the end of May next year. It'll be a four-day festival over four different sites, one each in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, with all of the BBC's music radio stations coming together for the event because there's no Glastonbury in 2018. Before all that, Live Lounge Month is happening through September at Radio 1, with acts announced for it this week including Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, Harry Styles, Pink, Chris Martin and Foo Fighters. There's going to be a different act each weekday throughout the month on the mid-morning show with Clara Amfo, and then an evening concert on the last Friday, which is the day before Radio 1's 50th birthday. Now, Star Radio in the North East has changed its name, starting August off as Rather Good Radio. Here's a flavour of the new imaging for the Durham and Darlington station.
We are Rather Good Radio. Why listen to anything else? This is Rather Good Radio. Nothing but the hits. This is Rather Good Radio. Rather Good Radio. We are Rather Good Radio. Why listen to anything else?
Next, Trisha Goddard, her off The Trisha Show on ITV and Channel 5, is joining BBC Radio London. She'll do a Sunday morning show through the summer, as well as depping for Joanne Good on three weekday programmes. BBC Radio Cymru presenter Tomo is back on air after a break while he was investigated by his bosses. There'd been a complaint about some comments he made at a music festival in Ceredigion at the start of July, so he was taken off his afternoon show. The BBC now says he's apologised unreservedly to the festival's organisers. And Radio 4's new theatre show is preparing for its opening night. The first episode of Opening Night is on the 5th of August. It's going to be broadcast from the Edinburgh Festivals, and the monthly programme will move all around the country with different hosts for each edition. And don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.